Hi. This week the question is there a gay gene? Scientists and doctors and mental workers have been searching frantically for a gay gene which would prove that certain people are born with an attraction to the same sex. Although this gene has not been found yet, it's believed to exist and many hope for its discovery. So meanwhile, until this phantom gene is found, everyone will operate on the assumption that the gene actually does exist. So what do scientists, doctors, and mental workers hope to achieve with this search for a gay gene? Well, their hope is to prove that certain people can't help themselves. This idea is, if a person is born with an attraction to the same sex, they should not feel guilty for acting upon those desires. In other words, if one is genetically wired for same-sex attraction, then he should not feel guilty for fulfilling those desires, and nor should that person attempt to rid his mind of those desires. All of this thinking is a byproduct of the sexual revolution which began in the 1960s. The sexual revolution of the 60s argued that people should have sex with anyone they wished and there should be no consequences. No one should be required to exercise self-control, and what two consenting adults do in private is nobody's business. The results of this thinking have been devastating. Free and casual sex has resulted in a generation of children growing up in single-parent households, often not knowing who their father is. There's no-fault divorce resulting in the breakdown of the family unit, and the rise and spread of sexually transmitted diseases, or STDs. Free sex, as it turns out, is not so free. The sexual revolution now, of course, wants homosexual behavior to be added to the mix. The results are less than impressive. According to the Trevor Project, quote, "The rate of suicide attempts is 4 times greater for LBG youth and 2 times greater for questioning youth than that of straight youth. 40%, listen to that, 40% of transgender adults reported having made a suicide attempt. 92% of these individuals report having attempted suicide before the age of 25. Well, what does the Bible have to say about all of this? The Bible teaches a clear distinction between tempting thoughts and actual behavior. In other words, it's one thing to be tempted with a thought, but it's another thing to act upon that thought. A soldier might be tempted to walk up to his drill sergeant and punch him in the nose, but the soldier doesn't act upon that tempting thought. He learns to control himself. Self-control is the biblical concept which humanism rejects. In Acts chapter 24, verses 24 and 25, the Bible says, "And after some days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, 'Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you.'" According to this passage, the apostles of Jesus taught men to have self-control. While it may be true that young people are tempted with thoughts about sex, they must learn to control themselves. Young men are not excused for rape just because they were tempted in their thinking. And likewise, young men and women should not be excused for homosexual behavior just because they have tempting thoughts about homosexual behavior. In conclusion, we should grieve for our young people who are having to grow up in single-parent households. We should grieve for young people who do not even know who their father is. And we should grieve for young people who are being tempted with the doctrine of free sex. But we must not excuse sinful behavior simply because someone's being tempted by the devil. Self-control is possible and desirable. But our present society is attempting to convince us that self-control is impossible and unreasonable. No gay gene has yet been discovered. But if such a gene is ever discovered, this would not relieve someone from how they choose to act. Tempting thoughts merely produce the need to practice self-control. Christians who are interested in doing what the Bible says need to learn self-control and need to seek biblical guidelines for sexual fulfillment. Homosexuality is not an option present in the Scriptures, and no yet-to-be-discovered gay gene will relieve a Christian of personal responsibility to control his or her actions. My name is George Batty, and I thank you for considering our message this week. I would invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. Willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.